Benny Prasad is a musician who's performed at major world events such as the Olympics and the FIFA World Cup, and he's played before many world leaders. He now travels the world giving free concerts so that he can tell people about Jesus. And he joins me in the studio today. Welcome to 98.5.
Thank you very much.
When did you start to play?
When I was 15 years old, when I wanted to learn to play the guitar and went for music lessons. And on the first day, the guitar teacher told me, don't come back anymore, because he said, you have no talent of music. So when I was in the Bible college, I picked up an old broken guitar. And when musicians broke strings, I collected the broken strings, tied them together and put them on the guitar. So I practiced 7 hours every day with one sheet of chords, asking God to be my inspiration as well as my passion to learn to play this instrument. And in 2 months, I became one of the best guitarists in the Bible college. So that was the start of my musical journey.
So how did it get from there to being someone who's performing right around the world?
The seriousness of music started off was when I joined the School of Music and Missions with YWAM in New Mexico and USA, when Karen Lafferty was leading the school and who encouraged me to get into this. So when I joined the school is what really gave me a good balance and a good perspective of how to use music in missions. And me being an instrumentalist, instrumental musician, that was even more centered towards how I could use it. And that was the start. And in 2002, when God gave me this vision to travel to every nation, I asked Jesus, then you be my provider and I will be the traveler. So that was the deal I did with Jesus. But the design of the instrument and the seriousness of a very strict traveling and performance started off in 2004, when I was invited for the official welcoming of South African athletes at the Olympic Games in Greece. And at that place, they strictly told me that you cannot share your testimony. We just want your music. And for me, what Jesus did in my life is much more valuable than anything else, because medically I'm supposed to be dead at the age of 16, and now I have extra lease of life that God has given. And when they told me I could not share my story, I prayed to God to help me to design a guitar the world has never seen, so that this guitar will attract the athletes as well as the audiences to come and talk to me, and in turn I could share my story back to them. And that's how this guitar, which is the world's first and only guitar with drums inside, came into existence.
Maybe you can explain for our listeners exactly what we're seeing right here, because as you say, it is a very different design for a guitar. It started out looking like a guitar, but there's a number of additions. So maybe you can describe what it looks like.
Well, this is a normal guitar, a six-string guitar, but the addition is it has two bongos, mini bongos. This is a baser one, and then this is a treble one. And then I have a 14-string harp also. But the uniqueness of the guitar is the two bongos that are there. And this was not something that you just drill two holes and put two bongos inside, but there's a lot more mathematical calculations that went in and into how this whole thing came about. So it took about 1 year to build this guitar. And I play actually both up on top of the fret as well as down. And it's a different style of playing the guitar.
Along the way, as you've followed this vision of visiting every nation around the world, you've actually got a Guinness World Book of Records, haven't you?
Yes, actually. In fact, my world record has been approved by the World Records Academy in the US, because Guinness Book of World Records only recognizes 195 sovereign countries, but they don't recognize the dependent countries, which are even more difficult to go to. So I approached the World Records Academy, who took about 1 month to approve that. And I had to submit almost a 239-page document about my travels, because I have 13 booklets of my passport. And right now, the world record which I have broken is I've traveled to 245 nations, including Antarctica, in 6 years, 6 months, and 22 days. And the previous world record was 6 years, 10 months, and 7 days.
Do you ever get tired of traveling?
No, the purpose really makes the difference, actually. In whatever we do, if our purpose defines what we do, then based on that, we know whether we get tired or no. And my purpose of my travels was not the world record. My purpose was purely to go and share the good news of how God could pick up a broken vessel without hope and to really transform and make a person into a new creation. A bit of a background is like I was born into a very highly achieving family. My father was an aerospace scientist who designed aeroplanes, and my mom worked for the radio station, FIBA Radio. And me being the firstborn in the family, in our Indian culture, we were expected to become the role model of the family. And I failed my father's expectations. And very soon, I was considered to be a worthless, useless child, and I became the scum of my family. I was told that you are a curse. So I grew up with this stigma for 16 years of my life. And I was born with asthma, and at the age of 2 till the age of 16, I was on wrong medication. And as a result, 60% of my lungs got damaged and my immune system broke down. There was no hope left in me. And at 16, doctors told me you have 6 months to live. So with all these culminating together, I contemplated to commit suicide. But suicide is never the answer to any problem, or never a successful act actually, and or a victorious act. But I thank God for his grace and mercy that at 16, when I was contemplating to end my life, is when he reached out to me and I heard the voice of Jesus Christ saying, Benny, even though you are called useless, I still need you. And I told him, why do you need me when the whole world says I'm useless? You know, today, being a world-class musician, I get invited by presidents, kings, and parliaments. But anyone can invite when you have really done well. But at 16, I had nothing to offer. Nobody wanted to be my friend. Even my own family thought I was a curse. And at that point, Jesus reached out to me and said, Benny, even though you are called useless, I still need you. So I gave my broken, worthless life into the hands of Jesus, and he transformed my life and made me a new creation. So this was what happened to me. And in my travels, this is what I share. And this is what I see is so many broken lives being transformed. So many people who feel worthless, people who don't have peace. They have money, but they have no peace. You know, and when they hear my story and when their lives are transformed, that brings joy and that brings passion for me to continue to do these things, what I'm doing. And that's why I'm not tired at all. I travel about 50 countries every year, 240 days in a year. I'm out of India. I do about 300 performances and I'm as fresh as I was 10 years ago.
And even though you do perform in large venues and you do perform for heads of state, you also make sure that you spend time performing for, I guess, the little people as well and small audiences.
Yeah, the smallest audience I did was for one person. I flew all the way to Turkmenistan just to meet up with a medical doctor and sit down, share, encourage and play for him. And I went to Antarctica to play for a group of around 30 people. And they were all geologists and ones who work in Antarctica. And I've done even big performance. My biggest performance was 73,000 people in Hyderabad for a Hyderabad festival. And it just varies from smaller groups to bigger groups. Sometimes in the morning, I'm in front of 2,000 people. And in the evening, I'll have 15 people. And for me, what matters is people. It is not the building. It is not the money. It is not the comfort. It is people. And as long as one soul is being touched, enriched, transformed, it means the whole world to me.
Well, we know the message that you are trying to share with people, but the thing that draws people in is the music. So maybe we can have a listen to some of that music right now.
Sure. And I'll play the same song which I played at the Olympics 2004. And it by far, it's still my most favorite song. And it's called My Jesus, My Savior, Lord, There Is None Like You. It's an Aussie song. But I'll tune my guitar to a sitar and play you the Indian version of the song with the bongos inside and hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for sharing some of that talent with us and for coming to Australia, one of the 245 nations that you visited. You've been to Perth a number of times, haven't you?
Yes, yes. Almost, I think, the last 7 or 8 years, every year.
You're always welcome to drop back here. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.